JFK assassination. What I like about bringing in so many different guests, Alex, is they all bring similar but different theories to the table. You've been looking at this for a long time yourself, haven't you?
Exactly. In fact, a couple of years ago, I was listening to your show. It was the night I wasn't a guest, and you said, Alex Jones is a collector. He collates data. He brings it together. And that was an accurate, very accurate description that really I hadn't thought of myself. What I do is look at the big picture, and every one of your guests has brought in key pieces. But what I do is look at the pieces, and I think you do the same thing, George. That's how you can recognize what I'm doing, because, you know, it takes one to know one. As they say, you know, certainly the mafia is involved, and the CIA is involved, and foreign governments are involved, but it's all pieces of the same global Illuminati elite that bring in this world government together. What had JFK done that had made the establishment so angry? And the bigger question is, he was a member of the establishment. Why had he turned against them? And really, this was a war in heaven, as they say. This was an elite fighting with itself. In fact, speaking of the Bilderberg Group, we know the last 5 years, for the first time since their founding, they've been having a lot of inner struggles and arguments with each other. And people can say that John F. Kennedy decided to be a leader and wanted to help the people, or they can say that, you know, he was a wild man. Whatever you want to say, maverick, heretic, whatever, John F. Kennedy did sign an executive order to print U.S. notes by the Treasury. He did cut out the private bankers. He did start the move to pull out our troops from Vietnam. He did say that he was going to abolish the CIA. He did all of these things, and they killed him in Dallas. And frankly, the mafia was involved, but the CIA in the 40s during World War II used Sicilian mafia. That doesn't mean the mafia did the hit. And before she died, I interviewed her several times. Madeline Duncan Brown is the admitted mistress. She even had a son of Lyndon Baines Johnson. And she told me that she met with him that night after he'd been at that meeting the night before they killed Kennedy, and he said, that SOB will never make me look like a fool again. I'm going to kill him. I've interviewed Barr McClellan, the big lawyer for LBJ, his lawyer for 15 years. His son was Scott McClellan, White House press secretary. He said LBJ told him that he killed Kennedy, but that was LBJ bragging. LBJ was the puppet for the elite that killed Kennedy. You know, could the mafia change the motorcade route? Could the mafia make the Warren Commission have a whitewash? Could the mafia do all these things? No. The mafia shooters were used, and we know the names of that mafia. Yeah, there was Dixie Mafia involved, but there was also New York and Chicago and New Orleans Mafia involved, but they were low-level trigger men. This was the New World Order basically fighting with themselves, killing a president that for some reason was saying no to their agenda. And there's more, George. Everybody out there who knows about 9/11 understands that Operation Northwoods was an official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks, but it wasn't in 2001. It was in 1962. ABC.
And this was actually revealed. I want people to know this is not some conspiracy. This is not guesswork. This was an actual plan of action.
Exactly. In 2000, ABC News, the Baltimore Sun, the Associated Press, all reported a declassified document. Now, this is good people in the government right before it happened because, again, it's criminal elements. It's not the government. It's criminal elements that are in control of the Islamic fascists. It's criminal elements that are in control of all these groups that they use to bring in this terror storm of fear so that we'll acquiesce to world government. So, 1962, they bring to John Fitzgerald Kennedy this plan that says we're going to hijack jets by remote control, crash them, we're going to bomb D.C., we're going to commit sniper attacks, and this is how we're going to frame patsies. Even as that, it's a 15-page document signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, L.L. Lemonser. This wasn't some war game. This was an operational plan green-lighted through McNamara right up to the president, and Kennedy says no to Operation Northwoods that I cover in my new film, Terror Storm. Just a year later, they kill John F. Kennedy, and on a Frontline special a few years ago, they just mentioned Northwoods and said that Kennedy saw this plan and fired most of the Joint Chiefs, he said, no way I'm going to kill Americans. No way I'm going to be part of this. So that was just one more little ingredient. And the very same group that killed President Kennedy, the people who were operatives on the ground that day, and we know their names, are the very people that orchestrated 9/11. So the same elite that committed that murder 43 years ago in downtown Dallas, Texas, just 150 miles from where I sit, is the very same elite that funded and financed those that carried out 9/11. And they did it to continue their agenda. Whenever their agenda hits a problem, they stage a terror attack, they assassinate somebody, they create a crisis to then control that crisis to move forward their agenda. And that agenda is total dehumanization, a one-world government.
And at some point, also using real people who hate us, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Just a few weeks ago, I interviewed, and we have the transcript of it up, the head, I mean, this is a real James Bond, folks, this isn't the movies, the head, the person who was running the IRA, and the main bomb maker, and after I interviewed him, by the way, one of them was arrested, this was all over the news in England, admitting that almost every bombing, over 70% in the last 30 years, carried out in London or carried out in Ireland, was an operation of MI6 and MI5. And why did they do it? To keep troops in Northern Ireland, to keep a police state in England and in London, and to scare the people into submission. Vladimir Putin has been caught carrying out terror bombings to blame it on his enemies. So you have pure government-sponsored terror that is small criminal groups doing it. And then you also have provocateur actions where a young suicide bomber doesn't even know that the Illuminati is funding a bank that funds a terrorist leader, who funds a sub-terrorist leader, who funds a local terrorist leader, who funds that young suicide bomber in the West Bank. So this is their strategic plan. This is how they control this menace.
You know what's so bizarre about the Kennedy assassination, Alex? Another strange theory. Listen to this. So many groups hated Kennedy. So many groups wanted Kennedy taken out. All of them, and as you know, I don't believe in coincidences. This is fate. All of them were at Dealey Plaza on that horrible day, November 22nd, 1963, not knowing that the other group was going to try to take Kennedy out. All of them were there to commit an assassination attempt, and they maybe all of them succeeded.
Well, that's
is that possible?
Oh, that's key, what you just said. That's how the globalists operate. You have compartmentalization. Why does the New World Order have the pyramid as their symbol? The eye at the top knows everything, and all these compartments are separated. And, yes, for my research, and Jim Mars, of course, would echo this. I was listening to him earlier, and he's one of my people that has taught me. Exactly. They have these separated groups all with the same agenda. And if Kennedy was to escape that triangulated fire there, they were going to get him down the road. So what the elite had was multiple groups set up ready to kill Kennedy in case he would have escaped. In fact, they even had U.S. troops, as the movie JFK accurately depicts, U.S. military troops circling in planes ready to, quote, land for riot control. Why would there be riot? Because of a public gunning down of JFK.